Blog Talk Radio.
Church, you are the church, we are the church together. Welcome to East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. Say hi, Pastor Mom.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Mom is here, and yes, we are back. It seems like so long ago. Since we were here and, you know, praying, we've been praying in the spirit for the praying in tongues all of the month of September. And I was just thinking, even before this, it was August, and the first Sunday was Pastor Mom's birthday, so we were celebrating her. So we have not done tag team preaching like we're going to do today since July. So I know some of you are just ready to preach today. Amen. Amen. Now, we know some that are going to be tag team preaching today. And some we may not know yet. So if you want to tag team preach, text me. And press your number one key and let me know. We're going to do that later on. But for now, let's open up with a word of prayer. Pastor Mom, open us up, please.
Good morning, everybody. We pray for the good Lord to be with us today and carry us along. And we just thank you, Lord, for being with us and standing by us. Hold us in the house of thine own hand.
Yes,
Holy Father, be with us, Stella. We need you every minute and every hour. And we thank you, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a prayer you usually pray. I might have caught you off guard this morning, but for the president.
Oh, yeah, we go along with you and ask you to carry along the president and he leads him along the way.
Yeah.
Give his praise, heal his body, and carry him along the way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He needs you just like we need you.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you and we praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, even with the prayer, you know, for the president and prayer for things that are going on, we really do believe that when we prayed in September, that we were praying for things that are happening right now. We were praying for those things in the past, present, and in the future. And once again, I want to thank everyone who was a part of the prayers. We prayed 19 times in September, different times of the day, in the evening, and there was always somebody there to pray. We had four people praying each session for an hour, 15 minutes apiece, and they, you know, prayed for an hour. Then we had interpretations, and I've just been getting so many confirmations on those interpretations. Hallelujah. So, you know, some of the main ones, what the Lord was speaking to our hearts personally was to repent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wanted us to repent. And then he kept assuring us that he would never leave us, never forsake us, and that he stands on his word. He kept saying that, you know, so many times that he's with us. Hallelujah. And he wanted to make sure that we got that deep down on the inside. And so it was just so much more. And, you know, as the Lord leads along the way, we will share more of what the Lord said to us and through us in last month. Praise God. So once again, welcome, 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 everyone. We're going to start with our prayer, our scripture this morning. You can turn to your Bible, Psalm 95 in the King James Version. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. We'll read that together, and then we'll go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. And just very quickly after that, just kind of prepare yourselves. I'm going to go down the line and just open up the line one by one, and you just say who the Lord is to you, just very simply. You don't have to say anything else. You know, if he's your Savior, he's your healer. The Lord is my healer. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my peace. Amen. So just very quickly say who the Lord is to you, and we'll just go right to the next person. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, and I'll tell you again when we get ready to do that. But for right now, Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read it together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, hallelujah, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Amen. Let's read it together, King James Version. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. We just pray. praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We just exalt his name even right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, you know, the Lord has revealed himself through his name, Jehovah. And in the is a Hebrew word for existing one, the one true God. And that is mentioned over 6,000 times in the Bible. So let's just take out a moment to just tell God who he is. Amen. We're going to start with Pastor Mom. Who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my provider.
Amen. Amen. And I want to say, Lord, you are the most high God. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel, we're going to open your line quickly.
The Lord is our way maker and miracle worker.
And hallelujah. Way maker and miracle worker. Praise God. I think this is the evangelist, Barbara Lloyd.
The Lord is my healer.
Hallelujah. The Lord is my healer. I know that's right. Praise God. Amen. Sister Debbie. Hallelujah. Sister Debbie. You got your mute on, Sister Debbie?
It's not on now. Good morning.
Okay.
The Lord is my healer.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. He's healing all over the place. I think this is Pastor Damien.
The Lord is my friend.
Amen. The Lord is my friend. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I think this is Arthur Amber, area code 213.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
The Lord is my helper.
The Lord is your who?
Helper.
Okay. I didn't quite hear you, but hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. All right. Pastor Price, the Lord is?
My Jehovah Jireh. He sees ahead and he provides.
Amen. Praise God. Pastor Mark, the Lord is?
Lover of my soul.
Amen.
The lover of my soul.
Hey, lover of your soul. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know this number, but I can't think of it right now. 314-604. Who is the Lord to you? Area code 314-604. All right. Praise God. And Minister Donna, who is the Lord to you? Just say it just very quickly. Who is he?
Protector.
He's your protector. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, we praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is all.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to go down the list. So this is by no means exhaustive, but the Lord just laid this on our heart to just begin to call out his name even more, even in your prayer time. Just, and when we call out his name and who he is to us, he shows up in an awesome way. So we're going to have you to repeat this after me to kind of expand all of our vocabulary. Hallelujah. Amen. When we call it on the name of the Lord. So repeat after me. Lord, you are my strong creator.
Lord, you are my strong creator.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with me.
You are the Lord who is with me.
You are the God that forgave. You are the Lord my provider.
You are the Lord my provider.
Hallelujah. 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 Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen, amen, hallelujah. Now, also, at the beginning of this year, before COVID hit, before anything happened, God gave us some declarations. He gave us some declarations to say. He also gave us, later on, we'll talk about some financial prayer that he had us to pray, and I'm telling you, all of these declarations are right on point. There's some things that need to be in the atmosphere, that needs to be out in the air, that needs to come out of our mouths. Hallelujah. And he knew it. He knew it. He knows it so well. So we're going to say some declarations today. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Hey, 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 hallelujah. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Now, in these declarations is the word of God. So, hallelujah. It's going to stand forever. Things and people are falling all over the place. Hallelujah. But the word of God is going to stand for what? Forever. Hallelujah. So repeat these declarations after me. No weapon.
No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper.
This is the heritage,
of the Lord.
Whatever I do,
will prosper.
For I am like a tree, that's planted
by the streams of water.
Hallelujah. Christ has redeemed me. From the curse of the law. Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease
to come up on my body.
Every disease, germ,
and every virus
that touches my body
dies instantly. In the name of Jesus. Every organ
and
every tissue of my body functions
in the perfection
that God created it
to function.
And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus.
Great is the peace
of my children
and children's children,
for they are taught
of the Lord.
I have no lack,
for my God
meets all my needs
according to his glorious
riches
in Christ Jesus.
Amen
and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I've seen those declarations come to pass. Hallelujah. Hey, hey, thank you, Lord. I got a hey, hey in my spirit this morning. Hallelujah. Laughter all down in my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's take some time now to worship the Lord, just to praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. There's so much to just be grateful to him for. Just, you know, there's sometimes that there's just songs that just pop up in my spirit. Hallelujah. As I'm just thinking about the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And this is our communion day. And so we're going to sing some Blood of Jesus songs. Amen.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washed as wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood. Yes, Lord.
Here.
Listen, watch this. I said there is power. say it was the blood.
Hallelujah. It was the blood. Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can make us white as snow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hopefully you're ready for communion right now. If you're not, you know, go get you some juice, a cracker, a piece of bread. If you don't have juice, get some water. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus turned the water into wine. But get something before you now so that you can we can all take communion together. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we'll have Pastor Mom begin reading. We're in what? 1 Corinthians 11.
And verse 23.
Amen.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered the same night in which he was
betrayed,
took bread. And when he had given thanks, he took it and said, thanks.
Eat
this in my body, which I broke for you. This do in
remembrance.
Remembrance of me. After the same prayer, I took the cup, and he had
supped,
saying, this. Because this cup is the
New Testament
in my blood. This do ye
as often
as he drink it in remembrance of me.
Amen. Verse 26. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another, and if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just thank you, and we praise you, and we bless your name, Lord God, even now as we prepare to take communion. To commune with your body and your blood, Lord God, that precious, wonderful blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And as we come, Lord God, we want to examine ourselves. We look at the things that we have done, the things that we have left undone, the things that we have said, and the things that we should not have said, Lord. Hallelujah. We lift all of that up to you. Every place where we have missed the mark, hallelujah, we bring it all to you, Lord God, and we lay it down before you, Lord. And we ask for forgiveness. We confess our sin, and we ask for forgiveness of it in the name of Jesus. For we have sinned against you and you alone, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, we ask for forgiveness of that sin right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we stand on your word in 1 John 1:9 that says that if we confess our sin, that you are faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. You are the faithful one, Lord. When we've been unfaithful with the things that we have done that have missed the mark, but you remain faithful, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we lean and rely on your faithfulness even now, Lord God. Hallelujah. You did the finished work on the cross with your precious blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every sin that we could have ever committed was nailed on the cross. You nailed it, Lord. You allowed it to be nailed on the cross, hallelujah, that we could be forgiven. Hallelujah. And you made it easy for us to be forgiven. And you made it easy for us to turn from our wicked ways. And we thank you. We thank you that you did the greatest part of the labor. All we have to do is make the decision. So we thank you, Father God. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us the power to be able to do this. So, Lord God, we come to you today clean, not by what we did or didn't do, but we come to you clean by the blood of Jesus. We gather together, hallelujah, by your blood, by your name, by your finished work, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch each and every one of us, Lord. We know that there's healing in the blood. There's deliverance in the blood. Hallelujah. Everything we need is in the blood. We thank you for supplying that to us. Hey, thank you, God. Even today, right now, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you as we partake of your body and your blood, that this is the meal that heals. So all infirmity, Lord God, we're bold to say, by your spirit, all infirmity goes away as we partake of your body and your blood, even mental infirmity, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for it, Lord God, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the body, hallelujah, of Christ that was broken for you.
Yes,
Lord. Amen. Let's all eat it now, the body of Christ that was broken for us. This is the blood of Jesus that was shed for you. Hallelujah. Let's drink together. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood that washes white as snow. Thank God. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood that washes white as snow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just see the Lord just touching right now. Hallelujah. If there's a part on your body that you're still feeling something in it, just touch it even right now. Hallelujah. And if it's all over, touch the top of your head in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that your blood, your precious blood, your precious, your wonderful blood, your cleansing blood, your healing blood, your right on time blood is going all through us right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Taking all the stiffness out of Pastor Mom's legs in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Going all into knees, into ankles, into feet, into ears, nose, and throats in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. You are the Lord our healer. We bless your name. Thank you. Thank you. Going into backs right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Something going on in the pelvic area. Thank you, Lord God. You're touching that right now in the name of Jesus. Something going on in the lower stomach. That's being touched right now. We give you praise. We give you glory for it, Lord God. Holy and righteous is your name from everlasting to everlasting. You and you alone are Lord. Sinus conditions being cleared up right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm perceiving even an ankle. Something was going on in the ankle. That being healed right now. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, what about my heart? There have been things going on in my heart. Oh, yebo shatarabba shiaki andorobo sheke. Thank you, Lord God. All in the heart area. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, whether it's the physical heart or the mental heart, relationship heart. Hallelujah. The heart is being touched right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We come against any blood clots. In the name of Jesus, we see you, Lord God, opening up any kind of blood clots in veins and arteries. In the name of Jesus, the blood is flowing. The blood is flowing right now. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That I keep perceiving that sinus thing going on in the front of the head, in the face, between the eyes, around the nasal passages. Hallelujah, that's being touched right now. Healed in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter how long it's been there. Hallelujah, the Lord can heal it. The woman had the issue of blood for 12 years and got healed. Hallelujah, how much more? Hallelujah, will you be healed in the name of Jesus? Oh, we bless your name, Lord God. Holy, holy, holy is your name from everlasting to everlasting. We bless you even now, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just hear the Lord say, expect it. Expect it to be gone. Don't expect it to be there. Expect it to be gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. And let us know. Let us know. You know, you can press your number one key if something has happened. Move around. Do something that you couldn't do before. Glory to God, or something that was uncomfortable for you to do before. Move around. We've seen God heal many people over the phone. Glory to God. On Get 'em Radio. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as I say that, I'm going to... I may come back and say this again, but, oh, it's not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, the 14th, we're having prophetic healing on Get 'em Radio, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and that's only once a month. So get in there. Hallelujah. Tell people about it. Same phone number. Praise God. Let's go on to giving. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing to give, and I have seen some things this year. I mean, I've been a giver for a little while now, and I've seen some things happen just recently that I have not seen. You know, I haven't seen it on this wise. I've seen God move in many different ways. I've seen him provide when there was no money. But he took care of things with his favor. I've seen the favor of God move. I've seen, you know, but this, what he's doing right now, I haven't seen it on this wise. And what's going on is that the wealth of the wicked is being released to the righteous. And I keep saying it over and over again because it's so true. So the wealth of the wicked is being released. And in order to get into that flow where we can receive that, we must be givers. Hallelujah. In the natural, it doesn't make sense, but we're not in the natural. We're in the spirit. Hallelujah. Because the word says, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So for us, giving is not a subtraction, but it's a multiplication, and in fact, it's an exponential multiplication when we give. And this is that time. If you've never given before, you can still do it now. Hallelujah. If you're not a tither, it's time to tithe. Hallelujah. So that you can get in this flow. When have anybody in our remembrance, in our lifetime, ever heard of the country getting trillions of dollars? All of us at one time. I mean, that's a word right there. That's a big word. Amen. So we got it, but there's more. There is so much more. And if God can trust us to be cheerful givers, he can trust us to receive. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, I was talking to someone about the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have been meeting in the chapel in our building for about 5 or 6 years now. And it was just a blessing. And so we have not been doing that since the pandemic. But I said, you know what? A lady said, well, are you guys going to start downstairs again? And I said, you know what? I'm still praying because I'm seeing the church has grown even online. Hallelujah. I mean, we gave, we seeded into this building, and now we're seeing people coming on from across the country and being blessed all over the country. Hallelujah. So we're in prayer about how he's going to have us to do this, but for right now, we are still online. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm very excited about those who are going to be doing tag team preaching in the next few minutes as well from different places in our country. We thank God for that. So let's go on with our prayer for finances. God gave us this prayer at the beginning of the year. I have seen it. I have seen this prayer be fulfilled and parts of it, and we're looking for even more. And we give God the glory. Hallelujah. Let's say our prayer for finances. So repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be
a good steward.
Of all that you give me.
And walk in total agreement.
As to how
it's to be spent. Amen. Amen. Help me, Lord.
Make good decisions.
As to how I spend. I pray. That I will find
the perfect balance
between spending
needlessly
and being miserly. May I always
be paid well
for the work I do
and may my money
not be stolen
lost, devoured,
destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it.
So that what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious
about finances,
but will seek your kingdom
first.
Knowing
that as I do,
I will have all
that I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. as we pray over our finances, I just want to let you know that there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You may give via Cash App, and that is $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. And you can also come to the door if you're in the building, and that is 2E. Praise God, and just bring it like that. You can also send it by mail and make the check payable to ESLCCC, which is, of course, East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. And there have been people who have been doing all three of those ways to give. And we just thank and praise God for each and every one of you. God has been such a blessing through all of you who have given. Praise God. So let us pray. Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you right now. Thank you, Father God, that your word says that when we tithe, when we just give that 10%, hallelujah, then you just take that, hallelujah, and you just bless us with that in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And you open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that is more than we can receive. That's an overflow, Lord God. And then you rebuke the devourer for our sakes so that he won't take, steal, destroy, or waste our money. So we thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you for the ones who are tithing even today, Lord. And then, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up those givers. You said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you, Lord God, for the givers. In the name of Jesus, another overflow, overflow. We thank you for the overflow. Hallelujah, and that we'll keep it flowing. In the name of Jesus, casting our bread upon many waters. Hallelujah, that it will come back. Hallelujah. And then, Lord, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11, and we bless you, Lord God, right now, that you make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. We give you praise and glory for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We see that it's coming in already. We give God glory and praise for it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now it's time for the word. It's time for the word of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to get started with the word. We're going to start first with Pastor Mom. She's going to bring the word. And let me just say this to you. Anyone who's on the line now, you can be a part of this tag team preaching. You can share what the Lord has laid on your heart. We just need a scripture. Give us a topic, and then you can preach for 5 minutes. Now, the people that we have so far is Minister Rachel, and this is the order that they contacted me. So after Pastor Mom, we're going to have Minister Rachel. Then we're going to have Sister Debbie, and then we're going to have Pastor Price. If anyone else would like to tag team preach today, you can press your number one key, and when we finish with those, then we'll open a line for you. You can also text me. Those of you, I think everybody who's on the line, I think you have my cell phone number. Text me and let me know, or just press your number one key. Amen. And our whole reasoning for doing this is that we know that you have something in you. We know that. Hallelujah. So Pastor Mom, Senior Pastor, me, you know, Apostle, we're not the only ones that have something from the Lord. And so we would like to hear what the Lord would have you to share with us. Amen. And so you have 5 minutes to do it. You can do it in less than 5 minutes if you like to. But still, you know, just we want to hear what the Lord has laid on your heart, especially for such a time as this. So we're going to open the line. Well, open the line, Mom, sitting right here. we're going to have Pastor Mom.
Okay. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scoundrel. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night.
Amen. Amen. You want to say anything about that, Pastor Mom? You just want to share that scripture?
I just want to share that scripture.
All right.
All right.
Amen. And that speaks loudly all by itself,
yes.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
Amen. The Lord lets us know how to be blessed.
Yes. Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to open a line now for Minister Rachel, who is my goddaughter, and perhaps even my god family will say something today from New Jersey. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi. Welcome, everybody. I thank God for you having us on. I'm going to be coming from Deuteronomy 11. I'm going to read verse 1 first, and then God's telling me to go down a little to the other, which is like 18, 19, a little further down. It says, therefore, this is verse 1, therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always. And I'm going to go down to verse 18 and 19. Yeah. Okay. Therefore shall ye lay up these words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hands, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. So I was like, God, the best, I just was like, thank you that he allow us to be parents, and we ought to be first partakers of God's word by living his word in front of our children as well as saying them to them, because action speaks louder than words. So now is the time to show action. If we truly love God, we will live for him. And Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You'll do what he said, everything that he says, and we'll do it in front of our children, that they may do it in front of their children, and that they children may do it in front of their children's children, so that it can go, the word of God can be reached through all generations. And that is what God wants us to do. That's carrying him in our soul, letting his Holy Spirit just flow through us, and our children see it, and our children will allow his Holy Spirit to flow through them, and then so forth and so on, that we will lead by example, even in this time, even during these types of things that are going on in the land. God will still be magnified through us, those who are called by his name and truly is walking in his, letting his beautiful Holy Spirit flow through us. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. So, God, you're awesome. We are being yielded vessels for Christ, put ye on the Lord Jesus and make not provisions for the flesh. When we do his will, we honor him. We tear down the kingdom of darkness when we walk in God's way. When we say, yes, Lord, I will yield to you. Yes, Lord, I will do what you say. You say go left, I'm going left, Father God. I will not go right when you tell me to go left. I will say what you want me to say. When my mouth opens, thy word utters out. And that's what our children will see. We will reflect Jesus Christ every day. And to him be all glory. In Jesus' name, may he cover and keep each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Tell me your topic again.
Oh, walking. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, help me, Lord. Reflecting or being examples of Christ. Yielded vessels, yielded examples of Christ. Yielded examples of Christ.
Okay.
Or you can say yielded imitators of Christ, because, you know, you want to imitate them.
Amen. Amen. And the script was Deuteronomy 11.
I read verse 1, verse 18, 19, 20, and 21.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Praise God for the word. Amen. So I'm going to open a line for Sister Debbie next. Those of you who just joined the line, we are having tag team preaching today. It's still time for you to get in on this. Hallelujah. I think all of you have maybe been around since we've been doing this, but it started off in the East St. Louis Christian Center Church with Pastor Price many years ago. And I guess we could say this is a East St. Louis Christian Church signature thing that we do, is really give people an opportunity to bring the word. So you just need a scripture, a topic, and you have 5 minutes to expound or preach the word of God. Amen. So we would love it if you just, you know, let us know what scripture you have, let us know your topic, and then you can begin to preach. Praise God. Anyone who wants to do that, you're still able to do that now. Don't feel like you got to be a preacher, but just share the word of God that God has given to you. Amen. Opening a line now for Sister Debbie. Oh, and as we open a line for Sister Debbie, her son, David Jr., we call him Little David, just had his 39th birthday, I believe, just on October the 2nd. Praise God. Right, Sister Debbie?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Is he around?
No, he's in another room.
Okay, well, let him know we said happy birthday to him, okay?
I sure will.
Amen. Amen. Okay, what do you have?
Good morning.
Good morning. Praise God.
Mine is coming from Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Excuse me, it says, walk with the wise and become wise, associate with fools and get in trouble. Trouble chase the sinners while bless and reward the righteous. And also I have another one that's coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. It says, do not be fooled. That's in the King James Version. Evil communications corrupt good manners. And I wasn't sure as to what I was going to tag team preach about, but the Lord laid it on my heart to say, don't be discouraged, you know, when you seek wise counsel and hang out with godly people, and when you hang out with people that is not of the Lord, then you can't get into trouble. And one quick story, and I won't be long, because at a stepbrother of mine, he's gone to be with the Lord, and he got saved, but then he was hanging out with the wrong person. He was like, no, I'm going to do this and do that. And sadly, he ended up losing his life. And that's one of the scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 33, that my mother always instilled in us when we were children to not to hang out with the wrong type of people, because you can get into trouble. They may not get in, but it could be even worse for you. And so that's what I even told my children, you know, evil communications corrupt good manners, and things that is not of the Lord. If you're not doing them, then don't be around people or hang around people that's doing them, or be an encouragement to them. And if they don't, then, you know, keep yourself together and just don't be discouraged, and be encouraged and be a blessing to others. And but like, I don't have that much more. And my topic is seek wise counsel, because when you don't, and if you seek and doing it the wrong way, then it may seem like it's going right, but then again, it's like, everything is like, as they said, when it rains, it pours. It may seem like it's okay, but then again, when you seek wise counsel and not do that and seek the wrong kind of advice, but you can't go wrong with the Lord, because God is in the midst.
Amen.
And that's all I have.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that word. Yeah, we do need to seek wise counsel. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Debbie. Amen.
Oh, you will.
All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the line for Pastor Price, and just to let you know, she's the last one today. So if there's anyone else, and I may say a little something myself, praise God, but anyone else, please feel free to press your number one key. If you just have something that the Lord just been talking to you about, amen, we want to hear it. Amen. You're going to open a line for Pastor Price.
Glory
Welcome
to God. Good afternoon.
Hi,
good afternoon. I want to thank and give glory to God the Father this afternoon, and to his darling son Jesus Christ, and to the precious Holy Spirit. And I thank God for Pastor Mom this morning for that word that you gave. You were so clear. I thank God for it from Psalms 1. And love you, Mom, Pastor Mom. I thank God for you, Apostle Kizzy, and to everyone who's on the line, and to all of those who will listen at a later date. The message that I'm led to give this morning is a question with an answer, and it is, what time is it? And the answer that I heard is, it is time for revival. That word revival comes from a root word, vive, V-I-V-E, which means to live, long life, or live long. That is why you'll hear in France, in other places, when people cry out, they say, Viva la France, or Viva la King, because they're saying, long live France, or long live the King. The vibe or viva also means to be active and full of life. The revival call is given first, and this is kind of strange, it would seem, that the revival call is given first to those of us who are God's people, and also to those who need to be born again. 1 Chronicles 7, verse 14 says, and I heard apostles say it this morning, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. He calls first to his people. 1 Peter 4, verse 17 says, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begins at us, then what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? In Ephesians 5, the Lord ministered to my heart that this is a revival chapter. And revival and a revival call for believers in Christ Jesus. It says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of God, and in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Verse 6 says, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the world, in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Then Matthew 11, verse 28 through 29 is a revival call and a special invitation for those who need to be born again. Jesus offers hope and help to each one. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Hebrews 3 and verse 7 and 8 says, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. The word of God says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want to make the appeal and invitation to those who have not given their hearts and lives to Jesus Christ to do so right now. This appeal will be given again by Apostle at the end of this service. But this day, if you're not sure of your salvation and you're listening now or at a later date, please say this with me. Please pray this with me. Lord Jesus, that's right. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you into my heart and life.
I ask you into my heart.
I repent of all my sin.
I repent of all my
sin. I no longer want to go the way of sin.
I no longer want to go the way of sin.
The world.
The world.
My flesh.
My flesh. Or
the devil.
Or the devil.
I want to be born again.
I want to be born again.
To be saved.
To be saved.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord, I do believe that you are the Christ.
I do believe that you are the Christ.
The Son of the living God.
The Son of the living God.
And that God raised you from the dead.
And that God raised you from the dead.
I give my heart and life to you.
I give my heart and life to you.
Thank you for praying that with me. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much, Pastor Price. Oh, you said I'd say it later? It's been said. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for that. We appreciate that. That's wonderful, because that's where revival starts. Amen. Hallelujah. It's got to start on the inside of us, and Christ has to be there first. So thank you. Thank you for that good, timely word.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. 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 And you did it in 5 minutes. Hallelujah. That was good. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else? As I say sometimes, don't be shy now. If there's anyone else, hallelujah. Oh. Now, this is my godson, Minister Damien, Pastor Damien, from New Jersey. Welcome. Welcome, Minister Damien.
Blessings, Mom. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Good to see you on the line. I just, like, at the last minute, I was doing something, and the Lord said, just send him one. Just send him a reminder.
Well,
so
I didn't see what he was doing because, yes, yeah, that's what I'm That reminder helped. Yeah, I trying to get fully together what I would say because I didn't expect to say anything today. There's so much. Huh?
So this is going to be good.
This is going to be good and quick. So I was just kind of meditating on some of the things that the Lord has been impressing on my heart, and something that I think that, you know, could hopefully encourage and strengthen somebody else. So one of the things that's been on my heart is I was only going to do one verse, but as I continue to read forward, I thought others were applicable. But I'm going to be reading from Joshua 24. This is a Christian Standard Bible, one of my favorite Bibles, translations. It says, "But if it doesn't please you to worship the Lord, choose for yourselves today which you will worship, the gods of your ancestors worshiped beyond the Euphrates River, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. As for me and my family, we will worship the Lord." The people replied, "We will certainly not abandon the Lord to worship other gods. For the Lord our God brought us and our ancestors out of the land of Egypt, out of the place of slavery, and performed these great signs before our eyes. He also protected us along the way we went and among all the peoples whose lands we traveled through." So I love that right there. We're just going to pause for a minute. I like how they're recalling how God has been there for them. So in the midst of like worshiping other gods as well, it's like, let me do a station identification. Let me kind of reflect on this God, Yahweh, and see what he has done. So verse 18, the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, including the Amorites, who lived in the land. We too will worship the Lord because he is our God. But Joshua told the people, I like this, "You will not be able to worship the Lord because he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions and sins. If you abandon the Lord and worship foreign gods, he will turn against you, harm you, and completely destroy you after he has been good to you." 21 says, "No," the people answered Joshua, "we will worship the Lord." So I like that part because Joshua's kind of calling their bluff. It's like, you guys can give lip service, but you can get caught up in a moment of emotion and proclaim you're going to do something, but this is the reality. If you're just speaking with your mouth and not with your heart, there's another scripture that says that these people worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. So there has to be there has to be truth. There has to be a synchronous thing going on between the mouth and the heart, right? Those things, when we confess, as Auntie Price prayed the prayer, the heart and the mouth have to work together. So it's not enough to give the Lord lip service. So verse 21 is kind of saying, okay, are you really, really, going to do this thing? Verse 22 says, "Joshua then told people, 'You are witnesses against yourselves that you and yourselves have chosen to worship the Lord.' And we are witnesses," they said. So it's like, okay, we're testing this thing. You're saying for certain, you're standing on this thing without wavering that you are going to serve the Lord. So it was like a testing to see if their hearts really was at that place where they're going to serve the Lord. And I think that's where it is with us today. We see a lot going on in the world. There's a great division, even in the body of Christ, but God is that he would separate the wheat from the tares. And so you have to know which side of the fence you're on. You have to know, where do you stand? Are you really going to serve the Lord? There's so many other gods in this world and in this land. And so it's like God saying, you can't cheat on me. You have to decide that these other gods you might be serving, which one of which I think for American Christians is comfort. We love the God of comfort. A lot of other nations have experienced a lot of persecution and different things, and we love comfort. And because of comfort, we have not prepared ourselves, many of us, for these last days. So now, is as the scripture says, we have to make a decision. As Minister Price was saying, come to a place you have to make a decision. There's no more. You can't back and forth on the fence. You got to make a decision. Am I going to serve the Lord wholeheartedly? And the Lord is calling us to that place to say, like a Elijah moment, between on the Mount Carmel. It's like, if you're going to serve those gods, serve those gods. But if you're going to serve the real God, serve the real God. So it's the day of decision. And that's it. That's all I have to say.
Amen. Amen. So, praise God. So the topic is what? I got several topics I could call it. But.
Oh, I told you it was raw. So the topic is choose this day who you will serve. Choose this day who you will serve.
Amen. Amen. Choose this day. Amen. Yeah, it was raw, but it was good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. Being instant. Hallelujah. This is helping us to be instant, isn't it? Amen. All right. All right. Okay. I don't see any other number one keys pressed. And, you know, I have a little something that I wanted to say as well. And I was just blessed by what everyone said today. I'm going to say this and then we'll kind of do a quick review of what others have said today. The scripture that just kept rolling around in my head even last night was Philippians 1 and verse 6. Hallelujah. So as we all know that there's so much that's going on today that is so important that we be confident. Hallelujah. And the scripture is, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So it just, the Lord just laid on my heart, we must be confident in him with everything going on around the world. You know, the President of the United States in the hospital right now. You know, there's millions of people who are on unemployment, and you know, the coronavirus, the tropical storms in the Atlantic Ocean, the fires going on the West Coast, you know, so many things. The election coming up. You know, it's so many things that's going on, and we yet have to be confident, you know, and that knowing that the Lord has begun a good work. He's begun a good work. The work is good that he has started in our individual lives and even in this country. He began a good work. When we go back to the beginning even of this country, there was a good work that he began in this country that was, you know, that people could be free, to be able to worship freely in this country. He began a good work. The Lord began a good work. And even though it's been, you know, years since this country was formed, we're still looking to God to complete the good work that he has done with everything that's going on, this president, that president, this thing, that thing. God is going to complete that good work. And we need to be confident about that, about this good work that he has begun. You know, even in our lives, and as Pastor Price was praying about salvation, that's the beginning of the good work. Hallelujah. In our lives. And the work that Jesus did was his finished work on the cross so that we would be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we just praise and thank God for that. He has begun a good work. Hallelujah. And then the song kept rolling around in my head too. He who began a good work in you, he who began a good work in you, he is faithful to complete it. He is faithful to complete it. He who started a work
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that has to be our confidence, that we are so confident, not in the Democrats, not in the Republicans, not even in the United States, not even in President Trump, but our confidence has to be in him, hallelujah, who began this good work, and that he surely will, absolutely will, without a doubt he will, perform this good work. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we just thank God. We thank God for that word through Pastor Mom, Psalm 1, talking about how to be blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Rachel, and she was saying that we yield to the example, yielded examples of Christ, and it's time for action. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 11, 1, 18 through 21. Hallelujah. And then we have Sister Debbie with Proverbs 13, 20, and 1 Corinthians 15 and 33, where she talks about seek wise counsel. Hallelujah. It's so important to seek wise counsel. And not to be discouraged, but be a blessing. Glory to God. And Pastor Price, what time is it? It's time for revival. Hallelujah. Amen. That we should be active and full of life with this revival. Thank you, Lord God. 2 Chronicles 7:14, 1 Peter 4:17. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 4:17, Matthew 11:28 and 29, Hebrews 3:7 and 8, Acts 20 and 32. Thank you, Lord. And then we had Pastor Damien to come on, and he preached about he preached from Joshua 24. Hallelujah. It's for me and my house we will serve the Lord. So choose who you will worship. That was a word through him today. In the name of Jesus. Good. That was good. And so many good things were said today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And then I spoke from Philippians 1 and verse 6. He who has begun a good work in us is faithful to complete it. Amen. So being confident. Hallelujah. I guess almost the topic was almost the whole scripture. Amen. Amen. Being confident that he who began a good work is faithful to complete it. And we praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah. It's so good to have the tag team preaching back. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's just, it's just a wonderful thing. Amen, amen. I love tag team preaching. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen, amen. And just to let you all know that on the first Sunday, that's what we're going to be doing. So prepare yourself for that, for tag team preaching. You know, you got a whole month now before we're back again and the first Sunday in November. So prepare yourself for that unless the Lord says something different. Amen. We'll be back again. We'll be here next Sunday as well. And Pastor Mom will be preaching next Sunday. Praise God, as the Lord says the same. Amen, amen. And so we'll be back here with East St. Louis Christian Center Church on Monday. We will have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. That's our Bible study. Will be tomorrow, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, with Dr. Lorraine Navarro.
And same phone number. You call the same phone number. And then on Tuesday, we are still doing Praying in Tongues Tuesday. We did it for the whole month of September. Now we're back to doing it on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Now, we need four people to pray in tongues on Tuesday. So text me. You guys are so good about doing this. Text me. Let me know if you're available to be one of the ones that will pray, and we'll give you a specific time to pray on Tuesday. Praise God. Then on Thursday, Tuesday, that's 2 p.m. Central and 3 p.m. Eastern, that we're praying in tongues for an hour, and then we are doing interpretations. Then on this Thursday, and every Thursday this month, we're having Healthcare Month. And basically, it's focusing on Medicare and Medicaid during this month, and the different health insurance that you can have if you're over 65 or if you're on Medicaid. And the lady that we have is Sister Sheila Woods. Excellent. She's a Christian. She started off last Thursday giving us her testimony. Really, really wonderful testimony that she gave to us. Praise God. And so she'll be here talking to us about that. Hallelujah. Amen. And so she will be with us all of the month, and it's going to be really good. It's like a Medicare Medicaid workshop for the rest of this month until the last Thursday of the month. She's going to be preaching the word. So if you're a senior, you can get some good questions answered and some good information, because the 2021 is changing. Things are changing for 2021, and that's what she's going to be talking about, those changes. And what you can do, or what it does do, what it doesn't do, and how to fill in the gaps for what it doesn't do. And then she's going to even talk about the scams and these commercials that we're seeing. And one reason why I really wanted her to be on the broadcast was because if a person calls up these numbers that you see on commercials, or even if you Google something and you call them up and you want some answers to your questions, then your phone starts blowing up with calls from everywhere. Or your email is hit and it's blowing up, and people are just emailing you. This way you can get your questions answered. So if you're a senior, if you're 65, this is great information for you. If you have a parent, or you know someone who is 65, just about to turn 65 in 2021, please give them this information. Let them come on and hear that. It's going to be a blessing to them. Hallelujah. And it's going to be archived. Everything that she says is going to be in the archives, so you can always go back and listen to it. And all of our broadcasts, you just simply Google or go to any search engine, Bing or whatever, and put in Get 'Em Radio, which stands for God in the Midst, GITM Radio. If you put healthcare after that, you'll get all of our healthcare information. Amen. It'll pop up and you'll be able to listen to it. So really, starting on this Thursday is really mainly the questions and the answers that are going to come through. So praise God. Hallelujah. So we're looking forward to that. And as I said, mark your calendar for Wednesday, October the 14th, which is going to be our prophetic healing, our once a month prophetic healing broadcast, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. So thank you all so much for coming on today. I'll just let it be open just for a moment. If anyone has any comments, any questions, or any prayer requests, press your number one key. If you don't, it's okay. But if you do, you know, we're here to pray for you. So, you know, if you have anything, press your number one key. And, of course, we continue in prayer for our president, for this country. We are, you know, the United States, with everything else that's going on, is really one of the most powerful nations in the world. And, you know, to have our leader in the hospital, we need to be praying. And most of us have been praying because we know, you know, what the Bible says about that, that we are to pray for those who are in leadership so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. So continue your prayers for the president. We are definitely praying for him, you know, on a daily basis, him and his family, and all of those who were in touch with him, you know, before he even knew he was diagnosed with the coronavirus. And so so we're praying for that, and we're believing by the Spirit of God that God is just going to touch his heart in a great way. Amen. Amen. Okay. So I just got a text from Minister Damien. I'm going to open up his line. He wanted to pray. Hallelujah.
Blessing.
Amen.
I didn't want to go before you were finished everything that you were saying.
Okay.
I'll just wait for you to finish, and then I'll say a prayer if you're done.
I'm done. Praise God.
Oh, okay. No, I agree with what you're saying. Those are some sentiments on my heart, too. Just like that's what the word commands us to do, you know, to praise. If it's well with the head, then it could be well with the rest of us to peacefully serve the Lord. So I'm in total agreement with that word. But I just want to pray for Get 'Em Radio. I love Get 'Em Radio because, I love Get 'Em Radio because I feel like it's a real training ground. I feel like it's just a place that, a leveling place. Like when you come in, you could be disarmed. You don't have to worry about titles, who's more mature, who's this and that, but it's a place where you could come in and the things that God puts into you, you get to really put it into effect. Because the scripture says faith without works is dead. So you allow the Lord to use you to encourage people of God to work out their faith. And so I really love this place. I just wanted to say a blessing over it. So, Father, we just bless you right now. We just give you praise, honor, and glory. We just exalt you. We extol you, Father. We laud you and applaud you. You are the Most High God, and we just thank you for this opportunity to come together in faith and in prayer. We look for your forgiveness of all of our sins, O God, that we will not regard any iniquity in our heart, that our prayers will not go forward. But we thank for the cleansing power of the Lord Jesus Christ, his potent blood, that is still the most powerful agent in this world. It's that blood that has brought us together and brought us close to the Father once more. So we just want to thank you. We don't cease to give thanks for that privilege and that honor. We thank you that we can have the most prestigious title, and that is that of Christian, beloved, to be accepted and beloved in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for all the rights and privileges appertaining, and we just thank you for one of the privileges being even Get 'Em Radio. We thank you, Father God, for providing this outlet that many throughout the years, Father God, have been able to pass through and to glean and to share and to grow. And we just pray that you will continue to use this avenue, this ministry, Father God, as a last day entity, that the people who will come through will be preparing and prepared for the last days. I thank you that it's relevant. I thank you that it's real. I thank you that it's thriving. And I think that it's necessary in these last days. Continue to bless and empower Apostle Kizzy, oh God, with great ideas hot off the presses of heaven, oh God. I thank you for her openness. I pray that she'll continue to walk in that realm even higher, oh God, and the things of God, that the glory of God will come to and through her, and that the people of God will be blessed and encouraged to go beyond even what they thought they can do, because they can do all things through Christ who gives them the strength. So continue to strengthen her and continue to bless people and touch people that will be bold to contribute and to share. Thank you personally for all that I have gleaned and all that I've been able to exercise through this medium. And we just pray for his continuous blessings going forward through the rest of this year and even beyond that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Mom, love you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as you were praying, I was thinking, wow, our 8th anniversary is next month. Of Get 'Em Radio. Amen. Amen. And this is what this year is the 30th anniversary of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So it's all a blessing. It's all a blessing. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Really
Hallelujah.
Appreciate your prayer. Praise God. Thank you. Amen. Amen. So we're going to close. Hallelujah. It's so good. We'll be praying the prayer of salvation. Pastor Price took care of that. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're just so blessed. Hallelujah. We're blessed by each and every one of you just coming today, because we look at ourselves as just simple, straightforward Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to have Pastor Mom, who's pretty in pink today, to close us out in prayer. Amen.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
We are now dismissed.
We are now dismissed. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a blessed day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all.